Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Aren't you blessed when you know Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord? Oh, because of His great love for you, God, who is rich in mercy, made you alive with Christ. Kimberly and I are going to enjoy talking about sowing and reaping and getting on the same page with God our Father. That's where we're headed to. We're wanting a goal where we can actually have a relationship, not just acquaintance with God,
right,
but a relationship with Him.
Yes.
So I'm so glad you're with me today, Kimberly. And for all of you listening, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have our being. This morning around the table, we were talking about Hosea 10:12, the verse of Scripture that we're using this week as a memory verse, and I'm learning it. I am memorizing it. And sow with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness or loyalty. When you know God loves you, you're going to be loyal to Him. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until He comes to teach righteousness to you. Oh,
that's
so good. Yes, that's absolutely wonderful.
Breaking up that fallow ground, we were talking about that yesterday, and that is being willing to change your mind, mm-hmm. change your ideas, to have some different ideas. And yesterday, I ended up, maybe because I had this little episode while we were talking on the air, mm-hmm. my throat closed up, and it does that every now and then. And I don't freak out about it. I don't wonder what's going on. I really do trust the mm-hmm. Lord is in that. Mm-hmm. So I was pointing to you, knowing, okay, you've got this. You have so much Scripture. You can just be talking, even though I had some of the notes in mm-hmm. front of me.
Yes.
So what's fun about that is I brought up a story, or I just gave you a report of someone in our choir who has an issue swallowing. She's not able to swallow. And so they're going to do a procedure to stretch her esophagus.
I know. Oh.
Yeah. And I guess that is something I've heard other people say, oh yeah, I've heard of that. You and I were just talking about how I could use that as a suggestion for whatever's going on in my throat. You know, that could be a suggestion. And the medical realm has a lot of great suggestions.
Yeah.
When I have had x-rays taken of my neck and my back, it causes doctors to look at it and suggest mm-hmm. that I have surgery because it's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
But when you say it's in Him that we live and move and have our being, I say it, and I'm not saying it over and over like a robot mm-hmm. in order to have the strength. I already have the strength, and I'm giving Him the glory for it. It's not in an x-ray that I live and move and have my being. It's not in a suggestion made by the medical realm that I live and move and have my being. Mm-hmm. It is in my Lord, whom I trust. Yeah. So even when I'm choking yesterday, you know, live on the air, I can trust that He's got a purpose. He probably filled your mouth with something that you needed to speak in that mm-hmm. moment, and mm-hmm. I can trust that
yes.
until my throat opens back up again.
And when we have a relationship like you and I have, then you know that the other person is prepared, no matter what happens.
Right, right.
I remember the story of the great singer Julie Andrews, The Sound of Music, and Mary Poppins, and she took a suggestion because she was having trouble with her throat, mm-hmm. and she took the suggestion, and they had surgery on what they called polyps in her throat, mm-hmm. and she could no longer sing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just
she didn't have the same range anymore.
No.
And that would be so difficult,
it
so
would.
Hard.
Yes.
What now we hopped right off of Hosea 10 to talk about this, but it's the same thing. It's sowing seeds to righteousness. Mm-hmm. It's choosing to believe that God is Lord over your body. And that he has ways. Now, he can lead you to medicine as a
supplement, maybe, to what you're going through.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. He can lead us to that. But are we leaning on the medical realm to give us all of the suggestions and leaning on them to be the answer? Or are we sowing seeds in our mind and in our heart that God alone is our answer? He is our source.
Yes.
So we were just saying, don't let those suggestions from the world cloud your vision of who your true source is. Mm-hmm. Doctors, lawyers, professors, financial managers, they have some wonderful suggestions. And that's great. Suggestions on how to live. That's wonderful if it's a supplement to what God is telling mm-hmm. you.
Most of the time it gets us to worrying. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we add up all the money that we have accumulated over a lifetime. And now we're full of fear and questions about, well, what am I going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And the fear overcomes the joy that you have money to live on for the rest of your life. There's something, Kimberly, I know in Jeremiah 17, it says, how blessed is the man who trusts in God and makes God his trust.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't rely the world system.
No.
And I really believe that's the answer.
Yes. And there can be a lot of projections about what the future might look like with your finances, and that mm-hmm. what you're looking at right now in your account is not enough. But when we really listen to the Lord and follow his guidance, he doesn't need the world's suggestions or projections. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need those in order to keep us and to fill us, to provide for us. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever x-rays you may be looking at today as a listener, whatever has been projected in your life by financial advisors, whatever has been suggested by medical realm or professors or judges, whatever has been suggested, take it to the Lord. He wants to be the one that sows into your life and sow with him toward righteousness, being in right standing with him. Think the right thoughts, God's thoughts in your life.
Yes. Yes. Today I just got a notice from the college that your father and I attended. Now that's been 60 years, okay?
Right.
And they probably on their computer have, well, this person was probably 22 or 23 when they graduated from school. So mm-hmm. they go up 60 years and they go to what my age is now. And so they had a notice, are you interested in investing your IRAs? Mm. into the university here. Mm. It's now a university in Southern California. And so I'm thinking, wow, people are always
suggesting.
Yeah, suggesting. Yes, Kimberly,
we have a suggestion for you.
We do. You know those IRAs that you've been... No, I don't. I don't have an IRA or CDs
right.
or anything.
Right.
Because there are people that really trust in God. And I love that example of people trusting God for everything.
I do too. And God is, I'm going to get into some territory where people might really disagree,
okay.
but he does not necessarily keep the rules. You know, God does not keep the rules in order to have relationship with us. Mm. So when a bill arrives in the mail and you've received this bill, I mean, the rule is you've got a bill, you got to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But our Lord might suggest to you, and we want to keep our ears open to our source, to mm-hmm. the Lord of our lives. He might be saying, no, you're not responsible for that bill. And we need to be open to hearing that, especially those of us who are really responsible. And
yeah.
we are so sure that we need to pay this bill.
Yeah.
And we need to be open to hearing when he says, no, that one you're not responsible for.
So we look into why we're paying that bill. You know, we can investigate and mm-hmm. examine in what is going on here.
Right.
And
you received another bill from a company that we haven't been using for 6 months.
Yeah.
We switched over to a different company, and now this old company is trying to bill us. Well, do we really owe them? You know, and we need to look at that, look into that.
Yeah, automatically every mm-hmm. month. That's why speaking to you who are listening, if you get into automatic monthly payments that are automatic to receive something, look into that if you cancel, because they might continue to automatically, you know, get into your account.
Right.
And you were saying, Kimberly, that you can actually go to your bank and block those.
You can.
But it does cost something.
There are some banks that will charge you a fee for blocking. But I think it's a one-time thing, and then it's blocked, and so it won't charge your account anymore. But the point is to be listening to the Lord and to have His advice in your life mm-hmm. instead of just automatically thinking, oh, this pressure, this stress is on my shoulders and I am responsible for this. Mm-hmm. No, ask the Lord. Take it before Him and ask Him what He would have you do with that bill. Mm-hmm. And is the bill in your name? You know, look at that too. Are you paying what somebody else has accrued as debt? Look at that. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're looking at it. And ask the Lord, what would you have me do? Should I be paying this for someone else?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So we need to consider that maybe God never intended us to be responsible, the responsible agent for everything that this world heaps on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. He is the one who says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. I will give you rest.
Yes.
He has the answers for you and will guide you into His rest today. Not just someday when you get to heaven, today. Hebrews 3 and 4 asks over and over several times, today. It says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. And I think hardening our hearts really has everything to do with taking on that responsibility. He's saying, oh, listen, I have another way for you. And you're saying, no, I've always paid this bill. Yeah. So I need to pay this.
That's right.
And we don't even realize the stress and the anxiety we're putting on ourselves. And He's saying, today, if you hear My voice, don't harden your heart. Don't get into your own opinions of what you need to be doing. Listen to Me and I will guide you into rest.
That's right. Oh, He was giving an example of Israel and how they took suggestions from heathen countries around them and became an idolatrous nation, building and making idols that these heathen nations depended on and worshiped. And now they're beginning to go into a habit of worshiping things that God never intended. Mm-hmm. And in Hosea, the same the unbelief, I believe, is what God just really comes against. He hates that. Mm-hmm. He hates that going back and forth. And in Hosea 8, He says, for they sow the wind and they reap the whirlwind, and the grain that they have been planting, it doesn't come to harvest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come to yielding any beautiful harvest.
Right, right.
And that's what happens.
Right.
When we are full of unbelief, hard hearts, and we expect God to answer our prayers. Oh, yes, God.
Well, it comes on us kind of in a sneaky way. Mm-hmm. It comes on us in a way where it's suggested that we have insurance, that we have health insurance, right? I'm giving this as an example because I've got some young friends who are in their time of their life where they're having children, and the insurance that they have to pay while they're in this season of their life is over $1,000 a month in insurance, in health insurance, and then they'll cover all the costs for the babies to be born, right? And I just, you know, they'll ask me, wow, how much were you paying in insurance back when you had your children? I never did pay insurance back then. And it was suggested to me that I pay insurance back then, but we actually could not afford it. Mm-hmm. And when we went to our doctor and asked him, if we pay you cash, how much would you charge us? And we went to the hospital and we asked the hospital, if we have our baby here at the hospital, how much would you charge us?
Mm-hmm.
And the total amount that the hospital was going to charge us if we paid cash, and the doctor was going to charge us if we paid him cash, was the equivalent of 2 months of insurance
mm-hmm.
payments.
Yes.
Back then, it might have been between 2 and 3 months worth. And we just kind of looked at each other and went, well, okay, we can trust that God is going to give us healthy deliveries and there's not going to be an emergency, so we're not going to need more than what we would pay them. We actually started making payments to the doctor before the babies were born and making payments to the hospital. And, you know, it was so much less expensive than paying insurance.
Yes, absolutely.
So the insurance is a great suggestion, and I know it's been a great help to some people who have had some accidents, who have needed help in that area, but we have never had insurance. Never.
Mm-hmm.
We have never had health insurance.
No.
And maybe we are part of the very few on this planet, but this is why we think the way we think. This is why we lean on the Lord,
yes,
and not on our own understanding, not on the suggestions of this world. Psalm 33, verses 10 and 11, it says, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to naught.
Oh.
They don't count. He brings the counsel of the nations to a place where it does not matter. He makes the thoughts and the plans of the peoples of no effect.
He nullifies.
Wow. That's a good word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart through all generations. And I believe
read verse 12. It's so good.
Go ahead. You read it.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance.
Amen.
Kimberly, we've chosen God's inheritance,
yes,
rather than the world riches, the riches of this world.
Right.
And it, you know, you may be a person that depends and needs health insurance. But like you said, Kimberly, for 60 years, I have not had health insurance. God has been so good to me, absolutely wonderful. And you haven't either. You haven't
right.
had, yeah.
So even when I have these episodes that happen in my body, do you know what my thinking is?
Who do you go to?
Yeah, who do I run to? My thinking is, oh, my Lord has this.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had this.
Yeah.
And he has made the advice of everyone else, he's nullified it
mm-hmm.
because he is my Lord. He is my God. And I don't have to worry, even if it closes off for a long period of time, I'm unable to speak or talk or whatever, or drink or whatever it might be. I don't have to worry. I serve a God who can bring dead things to life.
That's right. Like Zechariah, you know, and Elizabeth. He couldn't speak for 9 months. It was okay, I guess, with him. And he wrote on black clipboards and stuff.
Right.
It's okay.
Yes.
We don't get fearful when those things happen.
That's right. And the God of Ezekiel, when Ezekiel saw that valley of dry bones, that's our God who can bring, he asked him,
life.
Can these bones live?
Yes.
And Ezekiel said, you know, Lord.
You know, Lord.
You know. That's what I say. You know, Lord, you're the one that I trust in. You're my healer.
That's right.
And I trust in you to bring the dead things to life.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust you as far as my body being uncomfortable. His kingdom does not include comfort and convenience.
Comfort really good.
And convenience is what we long for.
That's right.
But that's not his kingdom. His kingdom is about miracles. And guess what? You're going to be uncomfortable before you see a miracle, because you don't need a miracle until you're uncomfortable.
Yes.
We have this really great song that we've been listening to. It's called I Know a Name. Let's hear it now.
Name that saves, and it's worthy
and amen and amen and amen to that.
Praise the Lord.
I'm just in here dancing.
Oh, I know.
Moving around.
So friend, are you tired? Are you worn out, burned out on religion? You just want to give up. Jesus says in Matthew 11, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Mm-hmm. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Mm-hmm. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly, just like you were, Kimberly, during that song. You were free, yes. And you were praising God.
Yes, you were just... Just reading from Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in the Message version. It's so good. And we are going to be talking more about that this weekend. On Saturday, we've got a meeting, and we want people entering into God's rest.
Yes, we do.
Not burdened with bills and worries and cares about your health, not worried about relationships. That's not what our Father wants.
No.
He wants us to enter His rest and to know that He can bring dead things to life.
Yes,
even
He can.
If it's a dead bank account or it doesn't matter what it is.
No.
He's got a dream and a vision for you, and we want you to catch it.
That's
so
right.
Join us. Call us at 877-917-7256 and join us this weekend for the meeting.
Saturday, yes, at 11 o'clock.
If you would like more information, leave us a message. Give us your phone number and we'll call you back and give you more information.
Yes, we will. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Our partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.